Want to know how our family of five went on an 11-day vacation for only $1,000? Stay tuned and find out.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
In early January, I was starting to get a little itchy. I was getting a
It wasn't that rash.
What? There's no rash. He's being a weirdo. I was getting a little itchy. Every winter, I get a little bit seasonal depression. Mm-hmm. What do they call it? Sad?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
The winter, particularly February, in Nebraska, can just be a gray slog.
And it's not just a gray slog. It's snow is everywhere, and it's not going anywhere because it goes into like negative 20. Mm-hmm. Every year this has happened since we used to live in Denver, Colorado, friends.
That was nice.
And we actually enjoyed winter. I never had seasonal affective disorder. The sun was out. We were going on walks all the time. Anyway, we moved to Nebraska 4 years ago to be closer to family. And every dang February. You know, the one thing about this year, at least we haven't been sick. Every other year, the whole month of February, we are riddled in some sort of continual virus exposure.
Viral dominoes through our
every
house.
Dang year, because I try to go out and we'll hit the children's museum and boom, we're out. Then I'll make the mistake
virus
of
co-op,
you know, a week and a half later we've recovered and I just need to get out, and we'll make the mistake of going to children's story time at the library. Boom, we're out another week and a half. Then I make the mistake of it's just the whole dang month is usually just up in flames and sickness. It's freezing. The sun never makes an appearance. And if it does, it's only 7 degrees out. So anyway, I was trying to get ahead of it this year.
Yeah.
Last year, we went to Disney World kind of on a spur of the moment. We had like the stars, the sun, and the moon aligned to make it a really affordable trip down to Florida. And this year, we weren't going to do that. Probably should have done that, but we'll tell the story in a second. But we wanted to go somewhere warmer. I was okay with 50s and 60s because it was going to be like tens and negatives in Nebraska. So I was I kept Googling like how far south do I need to go to kind of crack into those 50s and 60s. And I discovered that we just needed to get to southern Oklahoma, northern Texas, and we'd be in the clear.
Yes.
So this summer, we bought an RV.
Yep.
We renovated it, and we used it one night. One night in October. And I had also been just itching to kind of get more use out of that.
Yeah.
Because the idea was we would buy it in July, you know, in my fantasy land.
A quick 2-week renovation.
In August, we'd be out camping. Yeah. With family life and a business and no child care, it was like...
No experience doing anything with RVs.
It was October, and we had one night in the thing. So I just was like, you know what? We winterized it, but who cares? You can unwinterize. Let's get some use out of this thing. February is not going to dominate me this year. We're going somewhere.
So you made plans.
I made plans.
You made reservations. We hopped into the RV... And we hit the road.
Right. But because I had only planned it in January, we didn't have a lot of time to save for this vacation.
True.
And because of the pandemic year, we haven't been consistently saving for vacations. So we didn't have we didn't have this major vacation fund sitting around. And we're saving for a different vacation later in the year. We didn't want to rob that. So I knew we had maybe about $1,000 for this thing, and that would have to be it. So knowing all of that, I began to scour the interwebs for my deals and to figure out what we were going to do, how we were going to play our cards, and get the most amount of time gone in February for the least amount of money.
Yeah, and you did it. We had an amazing trip, a fun trip. We were gone 11 days.
It was supposed to be 12 or 13, but we'll cover that in a minute.
Two different destinations.
Mm-hmm.
Went to
Robbers Cave State Park in
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
Yeah. And Texas.
We went to the Jellystone in Burleson, Texas, just south of Dallas.
We had a blast with our family. We used the junk out of that RV.
Yes, we did.
And we had a great time.
Oh, we had a blast.
And coming back, right, we added it all up. We saw it all in YNAB. How much did it cost us?
It was $1,028.34. And, you know, it went a little bit over. It was supposed to be just a clean $1,000. But it went slightly over because we did have to buy a new sewer hose while we were down there.
Yes, we did.
Because Jonathan... Because
it burst open while I was emptying it.
Yeah. Oh, he comes hobbling into the RV experience. And he's like, where's the soap?
We're buying a new sewer hose, honey.
So that was in there.
That's true. That popped us over. That was
$30. That was the extra, to be honest. But I tried to offset it, but then because...
That's great.
The weather actually, only for 3 of the 11 days was it 60s and nice. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time it was like 20 and 30 degrees and overcast. Cold. We still had a blast, but I'd only brought maybe 3 outfits each that were warm weather or cold weather because I thought those were just like our travel day outfits. Yeah. And the rest of the, I brought a bunch of clothes that we just couldn't even wear. Uh-huh. So we did have to do some loads of laundry.
That's true.
So that again, because I was trying to play with the numbers to make it that clean $1,000, but I couldn't get it because we had been popped over by the RV hose and we had to do a bunch of laundry.
So we have five little strategies that we used and that we bring to you so that you could do something similar.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we could sit here for an hour and talk about all the things we did on this trip, and it would be fun to recap some of those things. Some were so torturous and painful that they were funny.
Yeah.
Like the time we all tried to squeeze into that state park shower and the floor flooded.
And the floor wasn't even, so it went around the wall and corner and to try to
soaked
soak
all
our
of
clothes.
Yeah. And the water pressure was like fine and misty. But it was forceful, so it basically
so it
like
cut into you.
Yeah, the kids were screaming.
You didn't need soap, it just scraped it all right off. Yeah.
And then afterwards, we had to run to the RV naked in our towels because our clothes were all soaked.
Naked, we were in towels.
The kids were.
It was a great trip, full of memories.
I know.
We really did have a fun time. So, just a real quick
what
recap
we're
of
in here.
What the idea of the trip was. We got in the RV here in Nebraska. We drove down. We saw a friend in Kansas City. Then we went to our first stop, that state park in Oklahoma. After that, we went down for almost a week or so at the Jellystone Park in Texas.
Yep.
And then came home.
And the moral of the story here is that this trip arguably should have cost far more than $1,000. Mm-hmm. But because Jonathan are who we are, we were able to figure out and sleuth together the deals to make it cost about $1,000. If we tried to take this trip at a different time or without using certain things that we did, it easily would have cost probably between $1,500 and $2,000.
Yep.
So we're going to break those down because who wants to overspend on travel? Mm-hmm. If you can have the same adventures and the same blast of an experience, but it can be for less, and then you've got the difference there to either pay off debt or set aside, you know, in a Roth IRA. Why wouldn't you? So we're going to dive into that and kind of how to get the most bang for your buck when you're trying to plan a last-minute vacay.
Yep, our travel secrets after this. This episode is brought to you by Hollow, the Catholic prayer and meditation app. And this app is designed to give you all sorts of options and help and just ways to help you meditate and pray and just incorporate that into your day. So even if you are brand new to that in your life, it's certainly an amazing tool, because even when you just open it up, it has a up next right up at the top and a suggestion of something to do. And so that just, if you don't know what's going on, you're busy, you don't know what to do, what to pray, how to pray, you just open up the app and there's a suggestion. You can say yes to that one or scroll through and pick any number of the other prayers and pray lists and meditation prompts and all that amazing stuff right there in the app. And you can get a super long, awesome, extended 90-day trial by going to the link in the show notes. Just flip over to the notes of this podcast and click the link, and you can start your 90-day, holy moly, 90-day trial of Hollow, the Catholic meditation app. I'm a big fan, and you should check it out, especially with that incredible trial. So hop over there today and start to pray. We are back and sharing the secrets to our 11-day, $1,028 vacation. How did we do it?
We did it by layering together different strategies that saved us money, and kind of combining different offers, etc., thinking outside the box, getting creative, and kind of following the deals where they were and letting that influence our trip. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how this thing came together. So here we were in January, and this brings me to my very first tip. I knew that I wanted to break into that southern Oklahoma area, northern Texas. I got into some of the RV groups that were in, and I asked for suggestions. You know, not all state parks are created equally. Definitely not all RV parks are created equally. I mean, there's some places we just straight up would never stay because we're just not... We want to go to the destination places, which ones are really family friendly, etc. So I compiled this giant list from people, you know, that have kind of pre-vetted a bunch of these parks just to make sure we're not going to some Sketchville place or whatever. And from there, I looked at all of the different available options. Then I took it as I looked at prices. You know, state parks are going to run you anywhere from $30 to $50 a night, depending on this campsite. And then a private RV park is going to run you anywhere from, on average, $70 to $200 a night, depending on the site you get. However, I found in a couple of these places, Robbers Cave State Park had a random promo code, I think for maybe 20% off your sites, because it's February and they were trying to get people to come down because mm-hmm. they're just not as booked up. But they didn't advertise this.
It was like on their site.
On their main site. I mm-hmm. don't know how I stumbled across it, but I was intentionally taking the names of these state parks, these things I was looking at, and I was Googling their names with a promo code to kind of see if anything would pop up.
Yeah.
And I did find that in this particular location, there was a promo code being used. And if I didn't put it in, it just never would have given me the discount.
Yeah.
So I found that it was available for only the month of February. So I used it. I was able to save 20% on our stay there. And that was awesome because then we were able to get several nights there for a really affordable price. And then one of the most recommended to me in Texas places was this North Texas Jellystone. And I knew that it was going to be mega family friendly and awesome.
Jellystone is in Yogi Bear Jellystone Park.
Exactly.
Yogi Bear is everywhere. There's a guy in the Boo Boo Bear costume.
Cindy Bear
around.
Sometimes shows up.
Yeah. Tons of activities.
They're just known for being really family friendly. Not all Jellystone is created equally because they are individually franchised. But this particular one was reviewed by the RV Atlas podcast, and I love them.
Everybody
Jeremy
loves
and Stephanie.
One.
They're great. I trust their reviews. So I was poking into it. I went to their site, and they actually were running a February special.
Crazy.
I almost felt like my special. Eyes fell out of my head on this one. $11 a night in the month of February if you booked by the end of January.
Yeah.
And part of me was like, let's stay the whole month of February. But it's very good that we did not
it
do that.
Very good. Right? We planned this trip. So pause on the tips. We planned this trip to get out of the cold.
And then we all know
and
what happened to Texas.
We went. And then who came right after us? The Arctic blast, well, of all Arctic blasts, the coldest it had ever been in Texas
in over
the last
25
years.
No, even like, it was like a 100-year storm.
It was crazy. So our trip got cut a little bit short. Good thing we hadn't planned it even longer, because we were leaving early before. I mean, we left the one perfect day. We left a day or two earlier. We probably would have gotten caught up in that huge pile up that was like 5 miles or something from where we were. If we went the day, wouldn't have been able to leave the day after.
The Jellystone lost power, actually.
Did it?
Yes, they did.
What?
We would have had to run on our generator. And our generator is 25 years old, and I don't think it would have supported us in 7 degrees for a week.
It would have been crazy.
We would have burned up so much gas.
It would have been crazy.
Oh.
So it all worked out, though, and we enjoyed a week plus of those $11 nights.
And it was $11 a night for any RV site in the entire
including
joint.
Including the
red carpet. So they had different tiers of sites. I mean, you could get like a tiny back-end site, which they were really small and dinky sites.
Yeah.
And we would have been... Why would we have chosen
drive-throughs?
Then they had the drive-throughs, which were actually really nice because they did have mature trees around them, but you were kind of packed in there.
And then there's the red carpet.
Then they had the red carpet, which is like you kind of have your own
little
huge. You've got a backyard. You've got a front porch.
You've got an awning.
We couldn't enjoy any of it because it was 25 degrees out.
Yeah.
But the kids did make obstacle courses. Yeah,
we had room to draw with chalk. We had room to
ride our bikes,
in
our site. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. We met neighbors. We had a great time. But we were able to get those sites. Those sites are usually between like $100 and $200 a night in their peak season. So for $11 a night, I almost felt like we were robbing them blind. We can't even stay in our own house for $11 a night when you even look at, like, property taxes. So it was like, wow, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to hook up, and that included electric and water. And, I mean...
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a great deal. So we used these...
You sniffed out the deals.
I sniffed out the deals.
Good.
And that was kind of our tip number one. You know, they might not always have it on their main page. So if you're going to go to a destination, make sure you're typing in that. You might even sometimes use a VPN.
Ooh.
A virtual private network.
Look at you.
Because sometimes they're going to, if you're in a certain location where they know that people from this area come to this vacation spot, they're not going to give you the deals. They're going to try to entice the people from zip codes farther away. So sometimes you got to
countries.
Exactly. You have to play with that. Be on a virtual private network.
We'll
scour out the deals.
We'll save that one for
that's
another
a whole nother thing.
Episode.
But my goodness, that could save you,
lot
of money. So you want to be sniffing out promo codes, even if it seems unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't normally think promo codes at an RV site.
At a state park.
Exactly.
But
at a state park. But they were there.
All right. The next tip.
The next tip is... we chose places with a lot of included activities because, again, I didn't want to get... You could, on a vacation, you could be nickeled and dimed to death for all of the add-ons. You know, for example, I love Disney World. We all do. Well, maybe not everybody, but we do. You go down there, you pay for the hotel and
the
park.
You pay for the park, you pay for the food.
There
Boy,
could
do
be
you pay for the food.
Endless add-ons.
The souvenirs.
The memory maker photo package.
Oh, yeah.
The boppity boopity bibbity bobbity boutique, you know, getting the hair done. There's endless add-ons that could just keep this vacation going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you can, this goes for any vacation, the more you can get that initial expense to unlock more activities for
you.
That's where you're going to see a lot of savings. So I knew there were a few paid activities at both parks that I was interested in, but we were able to communicate to each other like, okay, great. There's going to be 2 paid activities at this place and 2 paid activities at that.
Mm-hmm.
That this is how much is in the budget that belongs to those.
Yep.
The rest is going to be just all included activities.
We went on hikes on the trail at the state park.
We hiked Robber's Cave.
The cave.
And they had that slide rock.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. Yeah. Except it was tick infested.
Yeah, all the ticks you could.
Oh my gosh.
You could handle.
Ticks everywhere.
Tick City, man. It was nuts. We did not get any ticks.
We didn't because we were great. Like hyper vigilant on checking and knocking them off each other.
Mm-hmm. And then at the Jellystone.
But we paid for the horseback riding.
Yes. And then at the Jellystone, there were a couple paid things. Candy bar, bingo, had to buy the cards. But then the craft, the cupcake color craft was included.
Mm-hmm.
The laser tag was included.
The bounce pillow.
Yeah.
Included.
We had a lot of fun.
The parks, the multiple parks. How many parks did that place had?
There was
like four playgrounds.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The kids were just, they were never bored. They were always, even though it was 25 degrees, we were constantly busy. We were on the nature trails. We were always doing something. But then, we paid for the country creamery where they had ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We paid for that. And we knew what those paid activities were going to be, but then we maxed out all of those free activities that were included in our costs. And again, at $11 a night, I think we got the better end of the deal here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So be sure to look for places, vacation options that include a lot of what you're going to be doing anyway. That can help save some costs because you won't be adding them on while you're there. Our next tip was, we didn't go out to eat all that much. Did we? Oh, we went.
Yeah. We went to In-N-Out Burger.
Of course, you got to go to In-N-Out.
If you're
going to
go where there's an In-N-Out,
you have to go to In-N-Out.
You stop at In-N-Out. And we got burgers and fries and shakes. I mean, what else are you going to get there?
Double animal style, baby. Ow! So good. So, yeah, that was the one time we went out. Other time, we bought groceries. We had spaghetti. We had sandwiches, hot dogs, hamburgers. We made chili.
Yeah, in the crock pot, I made like a sweet potato hash. We ate good.
Yeah, so this was just our grocery bill because we were just eating groceries. We didn't add to the bill. If we would have gone out every night, every other night.
Right.
Holy moly.
I mean, when you're on vacation, think of the typical food costs that get associated with that. Again, the last trip we had taken as a family was Disney World a year ago. We budgeted.
Some serious food
we were
costs.
Budgeting like I think 100 or 150 a day to feed our family of five. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. This whole trip, was under $100 a day for a family of five for everything,
including all that gas. But that's another tip, which I guess we'll get to right now.
Well, I just, again, it was like, one of the things that I really love about RV travel,
mm-hmm.
and I guess this is just going to be me loving on RVs right now.
All right, girl.
But something we'd never gone on a longer trip before,
mm-hmm.
but I found, one, being able to just prepare our own groceries, whether it was on the road, I was able to get the kids snacks, I was able to hand it to them, I wasn't constantly having to check and see if things were gluten-free while we're out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't having to scour things. I could just prepare safe meals for myself. Just the comfort of being able to prepare meals in my own home felt amazing. We made popcorn in our Whirly Pop. That's something we do at home. And then it was my own bedding. It was my own mattress. It was my own clothes I'm putting on. It was all my own stuff, drinking out of my own coffee pot. It truly felt like we were at home.
We just
happened to be in Texas,
mm-hmm.
which was so incredible. The feeling of that, because you get to feel like you're at home while you're on vacation. And I've just never had that feeling before. And I love it. And I think we're in this RV travel thing for the long haul.
Oh, boy. Look out, everybody.
We're in it. We're in it to win it. Okay. So we saved a ton of money on food because it was just our grocery budget just didn't change during the month of February. Mm-hmm. Just for 2 weeks, we were changing where we were shopping. Now, we still shop. We are part of Walmart Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So we get groceries delivered. And we just did that at the campsite.
They delivered to the campsite.
They delivered to our front door. So literally nothing changed in our food mm-hmm. world.
It was cool. Yeah, so our cost of feeding the Texeras did not change, even though we were on vacation for mm-hmm. 11 days
right
in that month.
Remarkable.
Yep. So right, the big, what probably the biggest cost of the whole trip was gas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Biggest cost.
Big vehicle. It's an old vehicle. And it eats a lot of gasoline to get it down the road. So we joined Gas Buddy. So we always use Gas Buddy.
When we're on trips.
If we're not at Costco, I pay with Gas Buddy. Pay with Gas Buddy. So Gas Buddy is an app. It helps you find what the price of gas is, right? Just driving down one more block could save you 20 cents a gallon because you know what the prices are. So that's awesome to use.
And when you have a 50-gallon tank, that matters.
It definitely matters. And then when you do pay with Gas Buddy, you get a card, looks like a debit card in the mail. You just link it to your bank account so that when you swipe that card, it just pulls it out of your bank account. Now, normally the free version, you save anywhere from 2 to 5. Maybe you'll find some crazy promo. It saves you 10 cents a gallon at a particular station. And that's just free savings.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay to be a Gas Buddy Plus, I think they call it, member.
Maybe it was, $6 or $7 or something, or no?
Here's the extra special tip for Gas Buddy. First, sign up for Gas Buddy. You can use our link, walletwin.com/GasBuddy, and then get that pay with Gas Buddy. It's totally free and will save you money at most gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for an extra tier of higher savings. Now, if you just go to pay for Gas Buddy, they'll push you to the top tier, which is $10 a month. It also includes some roadside assistance.
Mm.
But
we already have that.
You already have it. So why am I paying extra for it? Because we're not going to use it. If you go on their website, I'll also include a link to this in the show notes. That's Gas Buddy Gold. There is a Gas Buddy Silver.
Ooh.
It does not include the roadside assistance, but you probably don't need that if you have it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save those $2. It's like $7 a month. $7 or $8 a month, and it still unlocks the it's like 20 or more cents per gallon off. Again, when you got a big tank, it really helps. Or even a small tank,
we do this when we go on cross country road trips.
Whenever we go, we're gonna do a lot of driving. We just don't do enough driving to make it worth it all the time.
Right. So when we know we're gonna be doing a road trip, we become members.
Yep. We go on the trip and then we stop being members.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the $8 we spent, you 100% saved your
It's like 20 or 25 bucks just by using Gas Buddy.
Right. So it's one of those tactics
where it was like, 15 bucks maybe we saved?
You don't even hardly put any time into this.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you just put money back in your pocket.
Yep.
So it's a great membership when you're going to be doing these cross-country
road
trips.
And even if you just keep it on that free one, you still save some money.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Costco for a lot of our gasoline. It's the cheapest.
It's hard to beat
town.
Costco. Yeah.
But then if we don't go to Costco, I use Gas Buddy, even the free one, and it kind of brings the price close to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our big secret on gas.
Yeah, so we were just...
Gas Buddy. Gotta get Gas Buddy.
That should be their new song.
Gas Buddy. Gotta get Gas Buddy.
A jingle.
Use the link, walletwin.com/gasbuddy, and I'll have that link and that special secret way to get Gas Buddy Silver in the show notes.
Okay. Love it. Okay. So one final thing.
This last one's like the cherry on top.
This is the cherry on top. We didn't do it this time. In the past, so we are Airbnb hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We only host when we're going to go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, 4 or 5 times a year, we list our home. Typically, we get a booking. I would say it's usually very rare that we wouldn't. But with COVID, things just have not. I mean, we haven't traveled as much, and people aren't really coming to our area as much. We're not like a New York City.
A lot of the cool things in Omaha have been canceled.
Yeah, they have been canceled. The reasons people come here are canceled.
Yes.
They'll come back, and I'm sure we'll rent our house out again. But we're also finishing our basement right now, so there was just reasons.
Yeah, that's don't want people.
We don't want people in our house right now. We had my dad and contractors come into our house while we were gone. That was another reason we wanted to get out of Dodge, is we wanted people to be able to work in the house. But a cherry on top here would have been renting our house out on Airbnb while we were gone.
Yeah.
One, what I do love about being an Airbnb host is when we get a booking, we get to clean our house perfectly. Either I do it or I'll hire a cleaning crew to come. But it ensures that at least 4 to 5 times a year, my house is getting deep cleaned, which is massively huge. I love it. It makes me so happy. It makes me feel so much happier and at peace. And,
and you come home and it's clean.
I come home and it's clean. Oh my gosh. I just love it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, we've done this before. We've even, I remember one time we went on a trip. Nobody had booked yet. We were out to dinner. We got a booking for that night. It was like, boom, approve. Dinner's on us. It was great.
It was super fun. That was when, we were in Canada on that one. And it was just, it helped us offset that entire trip. Mm-hmm. So
if we would have gotten a booking, if we would have been renting and had a booking, there's a good chance we would have been paid to go on this trip.
Oh, no. Definitely. Usually the way I have our pricing set, we usually get about $1,000 for a weekend booking. So it would have paid for our whole vacation.
That would have been awesome.
And if somebody had stayed even longer than a weekend, which is, again, very rare in where we live, people usually only come in on the weekends, it would have paid for the whole thing. Yep. And then it would have been a free vacation. Mm-hmm. And that would have been really fun. But for this time in season, we didn't need that. We didn't want to deal with it. It just wasn't worth it at this moment.
But if you're interested in doing that, you can check it out, or even just staying at Airbnbs and you haven't done it before. There's a link in the show notes or walletone.com/Airbnb. You'll get a little extra bonus Airbnb money if it's your first time booking a stay or an experience on Airbnb.
And we actually discuss it more, I want to say, in episode 2 of the podcast, how to get paid to go on vacation.
Yep.
walletone.com/2. No, podcast/2.
Just 2.
2? Okay, great.
There'll be a link in the show notes.
And it goes over that. And that's a super fun way. Mm-hmm. I mean, that one, you start to feel like a total sleuth because you're now getting paid to travel, and that is just real fun.
Yep. So we had our 11-day vacation, full family of 5, for just over $1,000. We did it because we sniffed out the deals using promo codes, even on a state park website. Mm-hmm. We found places and chose them that had included activities so we could get the most bang for that reservation buck, and made a budget before time for which paid activities we were going to do. We ate a lot of groceries, so that stayed the same. We used a gas buddy to save money on the gas we used as we traveled. And if we really wanted to go crazy, which we even didn't, could have rented out the house on Airbnb.
And the whole thing could have been free.
Woo! I'll tell you what, I'm allergic to not saving money. Woo! I don't know. Anyway, that is it. That's how we took this crazy vacation for such a crazy low price. And it's because, I mean, this is what we do. This is the Wallet Win way. And if you haven't,
this is the way.
This is the way. If you haven't heard, we've got a book coming out.
Woo-wee.
We go through the whole kit and caboodle.
The whole Wallet Win method, broken down, explained, tons of behind-the-scenes stories that
tons
have never been told.
Tons of food analogies.
Oh, Jonathan and his
tons
food analogies.
Tons of little things that I'm sneaking in, and the editor hopefully will let us keep. Little fun things. It's going to be awesome.
Pop culture references, things that we're into that nobody else probably is.
Fantastic.
Ooh, are we going to get a WandaVision reference in there?
Oh.
Now that's our latest obsession. Nerds.
But yeah, so the book will be coming out in September. There will be all sorts of extra bonuses and things. It just certainly will be kind of exclusive for folks who pre-order, and we want you to know as soon as that opportunity is available.
Get in on it.
Head on over to walletwinbook.com and jump on the wait list.
Yeah, you are going to want to get in while the getting's good. Again, there's going to be exclusive offers and bonuses just for people who pre-order, and you are not going to want to miss these, because once they're gone, they're going to be gone, and you will not be able to get them after the pre-orders are done and the book is released. The book is going to release in September of 2021. So sometime over the summer is when that official pre-order season is going to begin. And again, you don't want to miss what's coming your way.
So get your name on the list to be the first to know when pre-orders open at walletwinbook.com.
Until next time, bye for now.
Hey, Jonathan here. I want to tell you about a free workshop that we've got going on. You can go get it at walletwin.com/training. It's called How to Pay Off Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. Inside this one, you're going to learn to how to know exactly what your next best step is for your finances. You're going to learn the number one strategy for getting your hard-earned money working for you and your dreams instead of Visa or Sally Mae. And you're going to learn the secret to seeing way more progress with your money. And you don't need a bigger income. You don't need to give up everything you love. You just need the Wallet Win method. And we walk you through it in this training at walletwin.com/training. It's totally free. So go sign up now, walletwin.com/training, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.